I am woman.
Get ready to be inspired and compelled toward greater authenticity, fulfillment, and achievement. This is I Am Woman Radio with Chloe Taylor Brown and Marissa DeChico. Chloe is a four-time author, an international speaker, and renowned executive and lifestyle coach. Marissa is a lifestyle enthusiast with Glamour Blooms. Together with other empowering women, they'll take you on a lifestyle journey to revolutionize your inner essence, your health, your finances, your relationships, your business, and every part of your life that's important to you. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, I Am Woman Radio.
Hello there. This is Chloe Taylor Brown, and I am so excited to be with you today because this is our first official I Am Woman radio show, and I have some amazing people that I'm going to be introducing you to today, and I want to tell you just a little bit about our show. This is for women from the millennial to the baby boomer. We're going to be talking about achievement, about fulfillment, about you being your real authentic self. We want to compel you to take action on who you are and what your dreams are about. You do have dreams, right? Well, if you keep listening to us, you're going to have many dreams and you're going to start realizing those dreams. I am not alone. I have my co-host here and I have my contributors and I have guests here that I'm going to be introducing you to. Hello, Marissa DeChico in Boston.
Hello, Chloe Taylor Brown in Atlanta.
Aren't you excited, Marissa?
I am tickled pink excited.
I love that laugh of yours, Marissa. And there is going to be a lot of glamour blooming today because we're going to be talking about cosmetics and how to apply them. We have a diva queen here to share them with us, too. So tell me, what's going on in Boston?
Oh, there's so much going on in Boston. There's always lots going on in Boston.
Like what?
Well,
you got your cryotherapy guy that's coming on next week sometime, right?
And I just made my health shake and I have, and I went to cryotherapy. So that's always going on.
Yeah,
and
we're
going
to be talking about cryotherapy.
And I can't wait to share that with
you. So Marissa, Glamour Blooms, it is so fabulous because you want women to do what?
I want women to feel so beautiful from the inside out. I want them to feel valuable. I want them to feel loved. I want them to feel cherished. And I want it from the inside out. Bloom where you've been planted. Grow where you've been planted.
And it kind of goes back to that organic thing that you talk about with Glamour Blooms and being planted, growing where you've been planted. We think that when we get ourselves dirty that, you know, it's something wrong with that. But that is really a good thing. And when you go through some things, you know how to come out and you have learned some lessons. And if you can share those lessons, then you can be a woman on the move like we have here in the studio. And do you know that we have Tia Beckham White with us today? She's going to be telling us how to improve our business and how to get everything going for ourselves. So we are going to also come back, Marissa, and I want to talk to you about what's going on locally, what's going on nationally, what's going on in the city. And we're going to be coming back in 2 minutes. We're going to take a break and get back here. We have some commercials, some of our sponsors. So check this out. We'll be right back with you.
Hello, ladies. Come get your next fabulous style at TS Hair Studio. We are a full-service salon located in Marietta, specializing in healthy hair, weaves, custom wigs, custom color, and more. Call to schedule your appointment today at 678-598-5714 or come visit us at 551 Johnson Ferry Road in Marietta. Hope to see you soon. Follow TS Hair Studio on Instagram and Facebook.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Tune your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
We are back, and we're in the studio. We've got Marissa DiCicco, my co-host in Boston, and we have Tia here with us in the studio, who's going to be coming up and talking about business and sharing with us what we need to be doing to get ourselves in order for this year. I just want to talk about a couple of things, Marissa, that's going on right now, locally, nationally, internationally, globally. What's on your mind? I have a few things. Well, first of all, I want to give a big shout out to one of my favorite girls, and that is Miss Betty White. I just love her.
Don't you just Happy birthday! Isn't she 95?
She's 95. I think it was yesterday, her birthday. She turned 95 yesterday. Now, to me, she is the epitome of how I want to be at 95, because she's vivacious. She's still working. She doesn't take herself so seriously. She's spunky. She does. I mean, come on. I believe she does her own stunts, Carol.
She might. Knowing her, she probably does.
So, and also another one of my favorite ladies, her birthday is tomorrow, is Michelle Obama. I think she's going to be 43 tomorrow. She's you guys' age, 43. Yeah, listen, she's going to be going on vacation and much needed rest. You have something to say? Okay. She's turning 45? Mm-hmm. Michelle Obama?
I think it's 45.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I'm being generous with her. She looks
just
really
the baby.
Good. Okay, we don't. Somebody can call us and get us straight if they want to.
I got your back.
Okay. So, Marissa, tell us what it is that you have been noticing about some things that have been going on around town. I noticed that you told me some things last night. Don't act like you don't know.
No, I just don't know where to begin.
Just start. Just start. We don't have to have a beginning. Just start.
What did I see last night? You had so many conversations.
Well, you were talking about... we were talking about something and our eating and being healthy.
Oh,
and
Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone, I just found out that she finally made peace with food at the age of 62 years old. And I thought that was pretty profound, because Oprah has the best life coaches, the best personal trainers, the best chefs, the best cooks to make her the most tasty food on earth and the healthiest. And yet for all these years, she has struggled with food. She's accomplished so much in her life. And yet
I wonder what that's really about, because it's probably not about the food, because we love good food. Mm. It's probably something else. Deep down, something that food is making her feel good, something that something else can't touch. I really do hope that now she really has finally made peace with food. It's kind of like me having to make peace with my not having my weave on today. I've got to make peace with my own hair, ladies and gentlemen.
That's so funny.
I saw the photo.
Well, I mean, you know how it is when you have to make peace with something that is yours on your body, mm-hmm. something that you're doing. Other women, other people can think it's the most fabulous thing in the world. But if you don't think it's great, it's like you're talking to, you know, this bottle of water who can't react. Yeah. So what I want to do, Marissa, is I want to transition to just a little bit about what you have been doing with your cryotherapy. We got just a couple of minutes to talk about that.
Sure. Absolutely. For those of you out there, I got severe back pain back in October, and I'll be really quick. And prior to that, I have had Lyme disease off and on for years, and I was misdiagnosed for 20 years. And finally, I found out 4 years ago. But what happened is I bent the wrong way, and boom, my back was totally out. So a girlfriend of mine said to go to cryotherapy. And I'm not kidding you, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes, it's like you're standing in a tanning booth. And he said, what level do you want to do? 1, 2, or 3? I said, I've been in so much pain. Put it on 3. He goes, are you sure? I said, put it on 3.
And what'd you do? Freeze your bonds
off? It was minus 180 degrees. You freeze. Wow. And what it does is it gets the blood going. It gets your heart going. Actually, it makes your body think it's dying. So everything renews itself. Your cells, you look younger, you feel better. It gets rid of cellulite. It helps rheumatoid arthritis. It actually got started in Japan to help rheumatoid patients.
Wow. So when you come out of that, is your blood pressure really low?
My blood pressure is so low to begin with, I should be dead.
How low?
It's like 73 over 59.
Is that normal? That's not normal. That's not normal.
No, it's not. No, when I come out of there, I feel so invigorating and refreshed. I'm tingling. I mean, I'm frozen tingling. And he gives me my robe, and I'm like, just give it to me and get me in there to change.
Well, listen, you said something about the benefits from using that. So have you, having with your diagnosis of Lyme and you going misdiagnosed for a long time, so you're saying that cryotherapy has helped you with that?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I can spin on my bike more. I did 10 miles on Monday.
Now, average people don't do 10 miles on a bike. Come on, you're bragging. You're just sitting over there bragging.
No, I'm not, because I had to cut back because I found out that I was doing 18 in 1 hour.
18 what?
18 miles in 1 hour on my spinning bike at home.
Oh, wow, Marissa. This is amazing. Well, we've got to find out how you get all that energy. So you're saying that since you started cryotherapy, you can now do all of those things again?
Yes, I cannot do them as frequently as I would like to. I'm still pacing myself because the back pain did come back because I couldn't get to cryotherapy for 2 weeks. And it came back, and that is normal. Just like with everything in life, you want a clean house, you have to clean daily. You want a good marriage, whatever you want in life, consistency is the key. So going to cryotherapy on a consistent basis is the key.
Well, this is awesome. So this is awesome. We're going to talk about cryotherapy some more, probably our next show. I know that you have one of your guys coming on the show. They're going to be sponsoring our show. They really believe in you, because I would believe in you too with the testimonial that you're giving, and you're telling everybody about how you're feeling so well and so vivacious. Well, when we come back from our break, we're going to be talking to the one and only Carol Martin. I am so excited because Carol is my friend, and this whole topic is about invent something or reinvent yourself, and that's what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to tell you when we get back what she's invented. Ladies, you're going to love it. We'll be right back.
Hello, ladies. Come get your next fabulous style at TS Hair Studio. We are a full-service salon located in Marietta, specializing in healthy hair, weaves, custom wigs, custom color, and more. Call to schedule your appointment today at 678-598-5714 or come visit us at 551 Johnson Ferry Road in Marietta. Hope to see you soon. Follow TS Hair Studio on Instagram and Facebook.
your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
There's a lot going on in the world,
and your world is always changing.
That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Yeah, we're back. We're rocking and rolling. And I want to tell you about someone that I have known for many, many years. We met when we were girls modeling in Atlanta, Georgia. We still are girls, so. Her name is Carol Martin. She's a former model and actress, and she started her cosmetic surgery consulting business in 1995 when she realized women were spending so much time picking out the color of their car as opposed to not even thinking about their surgeon. They just go buy a doctor. You know, girl, who did yours? Okay, let me go. I don't care. You know, but they needed someone to inform them. And this is what Carol has been doing since then. But now, when we say invent something, she has invented something. And here it is right here, if you're watching us on our little video. It's so fabulous. It's called Blend Smart. And it is a rotating makeup brush. Let's give Carol a round of applause because she has invented something.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So, Carol, okay. First of all, you're just fabulous no matter what. But when you can invent something that's going to revolutionize the way women apply their makeup.
Yes.
That is a badass right there.
Well, I think so, too.
Yeah.
The world is starting to think the same thing.
Yeah, so tell us, how did you even come up with this?
Oh, gosh. The short of the long of it is, with my cosmetic surgery consulting business, I had a lady in my office. She was going to have facial surgery. She was concerned about bruising, and she didn't like to wear foundation makeup, and she asked me about mineral powder. And I said, I don't know anything about it. Let me check it out and see if it'll give you the coverage you might need. So I buy the mineral powder. I'm told you have to twirl the brush in a circle. So I'm twirling the brush, and I'd hurt my wrist working out. And I thought, gosh, oh, there must be a brush out there that does that. Surely that only makes sense. I get online. I thought, no, can't find anything. And then just like a light bulb goes off in my head. And I thought, this would be a great invention. And so I went to my husband, and I said, I have a great idea, and I know it's going to work. My gut is telling me this is going to work.
And did he look at you like, okay, here she goes again?
No. He just said, I said, I need you behind me. He goes, I'm behind you.
Did he say that before you told him or after you got him? You told him.
After I got him and told him, I said, you know. And he was totally behind me.
Oh, I love
him. Yeah, he's great. He's great.
So, Carol, okay, so you have the idea.
Yes.
So how do you bring it to life?
Oh, gosh. Well, so once I had the idea, I thought, okay, I got to have it made. How do you have a prototype made? That seems so complicated to have something to spin and a handle. So long story on that one. I find someone to make my prototype, and I start experimenting. And I'm like thinking, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. Or am I just wanting it to be unbelievable? So I had to get it confirmed. So luckily, from being in the modeling industry, you know, we meet amazing makeup artists. So I started, you know, talking to them and showing it to them, and they were all, like, flipping out.
So that's how found out about it. I was sitting in Rich Yarpino's makeup chair.
Yeah.
And he starts, it was a little bit louder than the one that you have.
Because it was made of a flashlight.
And I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, this is just what Carol Martin has just made. Carol!
Yeah.
And here we are.
And Richie's been a great, I mean, my gosh, I couldn't have done it with the Richies of the world. Couldn't have done it without the Richies of the world. I mean, they were amazing and confirming that, you know, this is a great product. So from there, you're like, okay, now what do I do? Mm-hmm. So you got to, I had to find someone that knew how to manufacture in China. I knew I had to do it in China, unfortunately. I wish I could do it here, but I can't. So my brother-in-law's brother-in-law had
your brother. See, people, is who you know. Yeah. Your brother-in-law's brother-in-law.
My brother-in-law's brother-in-law. He and this other guy owned a product development business. They were manufacturing in China. They were really manufacturing, and they still do, lighting that, you know, you buy at the big mm-hmm. box stores. And showed it to them, and we, you know, teamed up and started having it made. And got on QVC. We had a lady on there selling it. And
this is so amazing. So QVC, you've been featured in Real Simple Magazine, 17 Magazine, says best makeup brush ever.
That's right.
New Beauty, In Style, and others have started selling it out on QVC.
Yes.
And it's going to Europe?
It is on, it has been in Europe on QVC. And now we are on Sephora.com in France, and we have been and continue to be on Sephora.com here in the United States.
So awesome. Then afterwards it's going to come to the stores?
We hope so. That's okay. Our goal. Yeah.
So what can we do as women who are hearing about this, Tia and I and all of everybody,
sold.
All of us?
I'm sold.
What can we do?
Oh, I'm sold. FedEx, please. FedEx.
Let me. I want to show you quickly, okay, so you can just
so
see.
So she's going to do a little sample on me. She's putting a little bit of base on my hand.
So what
guys.
It does is it gives you that airbrush look.
Oh, that feels
boom,
so good.
And it's done. There
oh,
you go.
Oh, look at that.
It's amazing.
And so not only is it great with liquid foundation, mm-hmm. it's amazing with blending blush and contouring your face. People don't realize the majority of the time you're seeing from your profile. And how many times have you gotten in the car and you turn your face and you're like, oh, my gosh, my makeup is not.
Oh,
why didn't somebody tell me?
And because they don't have the nerve.
Exactly. Well, I do. I'll tell you in a minute. But it just we all want when we wear our makeup to look natural. And that's really hard to achieve. Mm-hmm. And this is like your little makeup artist in your pocket.
Well, you know, I am super excited because you know I'm going home to play with the gift that you've given me.
Oh, you'll have a blast with it.
As a matter of fact, I think I want everybody to bring me a gift when they come on this show.
Because they should. Absolutely they should.
I think Carol is starting something here. Wouldn't you like that, though? To have people to actually test their products that they're talking about or read their books when you're bringing the books on. Mm-hmm. Or better yet, send me the books before we come on the air so I can read it and then we can really talk about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So this is really great. So I know that you have some big plans now. Are you doing like home parties or showing?
No. It's all done, you know, through the retail world. We are in department stores. We're going to be in 33 Dillard's starting in mid-February. And individual privately owned high-end cosmetic stores. And we're in 17 countries.
So what if you have a question you can jump into, Tia. So what if I want to invent some type of a beauty product? Mm-hmm. Would we follow the similar steps or is it the same steps?
Well, it's with mine, it was about the patent. Mm-hmm. That's really important.
That's like the first thing.
The first thing, you know, and the thing is you get so scared. I tell people, you know, it's okay to have a mm-hmm. non-disclosure and have a friend sign. A lot of people feel uncomfortable with it. Yet do it. Mm-hmm. And then can you totally protect yourself? Absolutely not. Because if you're thinking of it, 10 other people are thinking of it too.
You mean come on, who has thought of a rotating brush before? Someone has thought of that before you?
Oh, well, I guess.
People don't follow through, Carol.
Yeah, so exactly.
Where you bring it's, it to the
table. You're absolutely right.
On your idea.
And is you've got to have the perseverance and you've got to step out of your comfort zone, which can be very scary. And, you know, if I didn't have my husband behind me cheering me on, mm-hmm. I probably would have crumbled. But you've just got to keep on.
And how important is that to have someone? You know, somebody's come on, somebody be with me.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Don't you just want your husband or your best friend or your mama or somebody to be with you when you have these big, great ideas?
Yes. And you know what's been really great? The best part is my friends have been so excited for me. Mm. They have been so happy for me. And that right there in itself is like, mm-hmm. I am so lucky I have people mm-hmm. in my life they are just so thrilled for me.
Yeah. Genuinely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. That was me when I saw your photograph. So I heard about Carol's brush. I don't know, maybe it was last year when I was working with Richie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I said something on Facebook, and Carol commented, and I saw her photograph, and she's standing up there with the brush. And I was like, it's real now.
Yeah, at the department store, yeah.
So that's how this has happened.
Her stuff is, like, really super real.
Yeah,
like,
super real.
Like,
super real.
Internationally real.
Yeah. Worldwide real now.
Yeah, worldwide
yeah that's
real.
What we are. We're a global radio show. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to I Am Woman Radio, and you can listen to us live every Wednesday at, where are we?
2 p.m.
At www.love860.com, and you can also find us on iHeartRadio, and you can always find us on our website at www.iamwomanradio.com. So, Carol, from concept to being where you are now, how long did this take?
5 long years.
Oh, wow.
See, most people give up after 2 months.
That's right.
And that's true. Wow. Yes, and there was a huge role. It goes fast, and then it goes slow.
Mm-hmm.
It goes fast, then it goes slow. And really for, you know, you've got to give it the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody I talk to that's invented something or put something out on the market, it's years. It's years.
And so you've got to really must have heard from God to stick with something like that, or just really believe in yourself to know in your gut,
It was my gut. It was really my gut.
Mm.
And I will tell you who was a huge influence for me is Sarah Blakely.
Spanx.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would go back and read her story, and she, you know, persevered. She kept, and she was not going to accept no. And did I have no told to me? Absolutely. I mean,
so how do you feel when you get those no's?
In the beginning, it just, my heart would sink. Or they just didn't get it. I'm like, what is it you don't get?
Mm. Did you take it personally?
I did a little bit, but then I just kind of learned not to. And meeting with the global cosmetic companies was just, I felt like Dorothy at the Wizard of Oz, you know, like, oh. But, you know, it was amazing. Amazing experience, getting amazing advice from, you know, these are people that are huge in the cosmetic industry.
So tell me, this is a phenomenal idea. I've gotten upset. As a matter of fact, that's what you were talking about on Facebook, and people are stealing your writing and your words and your work.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prevent people from stealing your ideas and your concepts?
Well, you just try to protect yourself as much as possible. I mean, it's going to happen. It happens. I don't care what you make. You're going to get knocked off. It's just the way the world is, unfortunately. So you build your brand.
That's
it's
right.
About building your brand, and you got to do it fast and furious.
Yep, and no one else is you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you're the brand, no one else is you.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do. It's all about brand building, and just ignore them, you know, because they're not you.
That's right.
And they never will be.
So is there like an inventor's club where you go hang out?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, there is an inventor's club. It's fascinating.
You've gone to the meetings?
Yes, my prototype person, my friend Tim Wilcox, who we've become very good friends, he turned me on to the inventor's club, and there are people that have come up with all kinds of different things. He came up with a mask for dirt bike riders, and he ships all over the world now. And he's so smart, he made his own machine to make the device.
So he can't have anybody steal his.
No, he can't. I mean, it's really, I mean, it's just like, this guy's like, he's just like a brainiac.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So what's the most fun, or that you've met some really great people as a part of this, like famous people who want your brush?
I've met, like, you know, famous people in the makeup industry, and, you know, them being very encouraging, it's, you know, it means a lot. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean they necessarily took my brush, but they said to me, this is going to be very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so what about all the money? I know that this must have, I mean, just
to get flying out the door.
Well, you must have had a lot of money to invest, or you must have had some really, you know, wealthy parents or great friends, or you saved all your money for modeling or something, because I would imagine this would cost a lot of money over 5 years
it
of
does.
Investing.
Well, the reason I teamed up with my brother-in-law is he had the money to back me. Sure, did I put my money in at the beginning? Absolutely. I dipped deep into my nest egg.
Yeah.
You got to pay lawyers. You got to pay for the prototype. I mean, it's constantly shelling it out. And so when you have an idea, you really need to find an investor. And you need to be careful when you're looking for that investor. And take your time. Don't just, you know, jump into it. And it just, you got to remember, it just takes time.
So if you have a great idea, you're talking to all the women out there that are listening. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. It could be the next best lip liner. It could be the next product for your beautiful feet. Mm-hmm. Or it could be something for builders or building. Yeah. We got anything, coding, girls who code. What would you say, even to me, I have some great ideas, can't mm-hmm. wait to tell you. What would you say to us about getting started, and how do we start the beginning portions of getting our ideas out of our head?
You mm-hmm. have to make your first thing, make your prototype. Get it validated by as many people that are going to be honest with you. That's really important. Honest feedback. And then if you it's validated by whomever, then you start finding, if you've got the money, great, good for you. It's finding someone to back you mm-hmm. and to make it for you.
Mm-hmm. So help us to understand, if we're going to get the investors, mm-hmm. do they want us to invest our own money as well?
It just depends. There's all kind of different situations. You'll form a company together, mm-hmm. and you know, you'll own half, they'll own half. Mm-hmm. It might be that it just depends on how much money they put in it.
Right.
And then once you start, then you got to find more money. Mm-hmm. So then you got to bump it up to the next level, because you validate your product to the public, and then you have to go to the next level, and that's mm-hmm. when you need the big money.
Did you ever want to go on Shark Tank?
I've had so many people say that to me.
That's a good question.
And yes, I have thought about it. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but right now it's not in the plan.
Okay.
It's not in the plan.
Because you don't need them.
I'm not saying I don't need them, but it's just fascinating. I've learned so much from watching that show, too.
Of course.
Oh, they're amazing.
We love that show.
Yeah, it's great.
Show.
I was watching it with my husband the last episode, and there was a woman on there that she knew everything, and she just would not be quiet. And when they tried to tell her, and she would just lean in and defy them. And it was so, I was like, oh, man, she's getting ready to go. And one of them was thinking about it, but she left out without a deal because she knew everything.
Yeah.
You can tell her nothing. She was so defensive.
She was not self-aware.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
No, you're right.
And
you're
that
right.
is bringing us to Tia. Tia's going to be telling
Tia's
us about self-aware today.
Yeah, we're telling that, but that just... It gets me.
So Carol, you want to stick around with us, because I love talking to you.
We're
going to take a little break and come back and chime into our business portion over here.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and then we're going to come back with you.
And
Marissa, you stay right there. Don't move anything. We'll be right back. You're listening to I Am Woman Radio.
Hello, ladies. Come get your next fabulous style at TS Hair Studio. We are a full-service salon located in Marietta, specializing in healthy hair, weaves, custom wigs, custom color, and more. Call to schedule your appointment today at 678-598-5714 or come visit us at 551 Johnson Ferry Road in Marietta. Hope to see you soon. Follow TS Hair Studio on Instagram and Facebook.
Tune your radio. Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Hey there, we are back and we're having a good time on I Am Woman Radio. Remember, we are designed to inspire and compel women toward greater authenticity, fulfillment, and achievement. We want you to be fulfilled in your life and we want you to achieve your goals. But what I found as being an executive and corporate coach, that people generally don't set their goals high enough. And that's because they don't really know who they really are. And Marissa, you and I have talked about this a lot in goal setting and getting your pep on and being who you are supposed to be based on who you know yourself to be. But so many people don't know who they are. Have you found that?
Oh, yes. And there's one question that I really would love to ask you, Chloe, right?
Okay.
As a life coach, and I've thought about it myself because, you know, I've worked with you and you are my coach and I've done the PEP exam now twice. And why do you feel that so many people will go out and spend $500 on a pair of shoes or a pocketbook, but they won't invest in themselves to grow?
Well, I think that we are not trained to invest in ourselves. I think that a lot of people think that when they graduate from high school, or if they go to college and graduate, if they get all the degrees, that they have it. Mm-hmm. But see, that is the setup for the setup. And from my understanding, that's just getting you to where you want to go. Now you got to go do the self-work and see how you're going to bring your authenticity to match what you've been studying to take it to the next level. And so I think we haven't been trained to invest in ourselves. Mm-hmm. Nobody says, well, you know, when you graduate from whatever, that you need to go get your coach now to show you how to make all this work. Or maybe you need to read a few self-help books. Nobody tells us that.
Right.
Marissa?
No, but they don't tell us that. But it's in our face so much. Well, or then maybe I just go to it because I'm so curious and interested in that subject.
Well, but I think so. I think that if we were to think about it we are pretty self-aware, mm-hmm. but we can always be more self-aware, the ladies in this room and for you. And I would imagine that we do read self-help books and we may listen to CDs and audios on how to improve ourselves. But see, we belong in a different group. And I used to think that everybody did that too, Marissa, but most people don't.
Right.
It's just maybe Tia.
I would love both. I mean, I want the shoes and the self-help.
I am with you, Marissa. I want the shoes and the self-help. Let's go down that path. And the makeup brushes, okay?
Of course.
And the
makeup brushes. Of course.
We just want to be fabulous and fierce and value
and
ourselves.
Exactly.
And so
level with each other, ladies.
Yeah, let's level with each other. So, you know, this brings us to Tia. And, you know, Tia is an expert in self-awareness, and she has created an amazing program. And we're talking about invent something, will you, or reinvent yourself. So Tia has invented her self-awareness program. So, Tia, I want you to just take it over. And first of all, tell us about, is it ACE?
Well, I definitely have a couple of different pieces. That's one of the things that I was doing last year is the rule of ACE. And there's some other parts to a method that I've kind of developed to help people.
Okay, so tell me, first of all, tell us the name of your business and what you do in your business.
Okay, so the name of my business is Notre International, which is just French for Hours International. That's really what it means. And the concept of my company was I spent a lot of years in corporate America, about 15 years in corporate America, ended in sales. And what I realized was that I'd interact with people, or we'd miss our number, or we wouldn't make a number, or we wouldn't get what we're supposed to do, or I wouldn't meet it. And no one would tell anyone the real truth. We'd make all these other excuses like we missed the number because of this. And sometimes it was just ourselves. It was just we didn't do what we were supposed to do to make the number. Or we do all these peripheral things. And I thought, wow, people could just be made aware of what they're really doing. And
were they not aware of their deflection? Like they were deflecting and everything?
I think it was just a bigger point for me, just sitting back and observing. I was actually a part of an executive sales team, and I supported that team. And I had to sell a lot, too, on my portion. But I just kind of fleetingly started thinking about this. But then I started looking at my personal life, too. And different relationships might be in conflict or wouldn't really go well. And I remember I had an interaction with a boss of mine who told me that I had interrupted them Like, we had a 20-minute conversation that I thought was awesome. I left thinking, I am the woman. I killed this.
I did this
conversation with the new director or the new whatever. And they said to me, yeah, you interrupted me like 10 times in a 20-minute conversation. I was completely unaware. I felt great. I thought I was killing it. I thought they were feeling good about me. And just to hear that, it did something to me. So I already had these fleeting thoughts, you know, like it wasn't really landing. But that kind of put me on this path of I'm just not aware of myself, right? I'm not aware of what I'm doing. And that simple activity of interrupting somebody every 2 minutes, basically, and not knowing it genuinely in my soul, feeling sick to my stomach, I thought, there's something here. I didn't know what it was. So I actually just kind of started that way. I wound up leaving corporate America, and that's when I took about five years ago, and I worked with friends. Friends supported me, and I had this idea to get women together initially to kind of give each other perspective and support and engage each other. Those women were leaders and executives and had their own lives going on, and they would always say, you need to do this in corporate. Corporate needs this concept, this idea. So it's taken me years to develop it. But my business does self-awareness, consulting, coaching, workshops, things that help support that. I do work around cultural and knowledge and engagement. I have some certifications that support all that. You mean, you know. But we really help people understand themselves so that they can then understand other people. That's the goal. Understanding yourself a little bit more so you can understand. Yeah. So that we do consulting around that.
What I like is that you had an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
You created something from being self-aware, from lack of self-awareness.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really great.
Yeah, just didn't. And it was, but it was that feeling of sickness of thinking I was doing so great.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how many of us are out there are not getting where we want to go. Mm-hmm. Let's just say you're just not hitting. Everybody knows what their personal desire is, right?
Right. No.
And it's not about someone telling you.
Everyone doesn't know what they really want.
That's true. That's true. That's good point. I think that some of us have this feeling that we're not getting where we want to go. But let's say you have the degrees, like you mentioned earlier, Chloe. You have the success. You've traveled the world. You've done all these things. But there's certain things you can't attain. At that point, you're the common denominator in that experience of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so smart people sometimes, or people that are thinking about it or worried about it, they say, well, what am I doing? And those are really like the best people to work with because they're looking for the answer within themselves as opposed to, oh, I didn't get the right this, or oh, she or he did or this, you know. I think that's the best, that works the best when I'm interacting with leaders or individuals that are looking for an answer, whether you're trying to get a husband, because I find that women that have never been married with no children, I've done a little bit more work with those
women. They gravitate to you.
They're interested in hearing what we have to say because they're women that we've worked with that have actually gotten married as a result of looking in their own
mirror. Oh, so you're a matchmaker too.
I'm not a matchmaker.
Can you give us an example of someone like that and what goes on?
Yeah, I'll give you an example of one person that when we met, we actually were kind of going on the same path. So we kind of met, we kind of grew together in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that she realized is that she was probably a little bit much more aggressive in the way that she dated, but her family loved her. She was great. She's gorgeous. She amazing career, well-educated, dynamic, and just wanted to be married and could not find a partner. And when we came together and I started really talking with her about this concept and the idea, and we were kind of on the same path anyway in terms of doing our own personal work, it really evolved that she saw herself. So I gave her a couple of recommendations. You know, go talk to some of your past boyfriends. Go talk to some of the past people that you've actually dated.
That's
see what they will
idea.
Tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Or people that you have relationship
yeah.
with.
Yeah. Well, Tia and I worked together. I met Tia through a mutual friend. I was doing an event, and she says, well, you've got to get Tia to speak at your event. So that's how Tia and I met. And Tia showed up. Her topic was called ACE, and she aced it. People are still talking about her presentation.
Yeah. I want to hear that.
But also, you helped me to be more self-aware because you observed some things. We'd done some other things together.
Mm-hmm,
you observed. And I don't know if you want me to share, but it was very powerful.
Of course, please
It was
do.
Very
please
powerful
do.
What you shared with me to create my own platforms and that
I shouldn't work with a lot of different people because the styles and the brands may not be the same, and you've got to protect your brand and don't be afraid. And I was thinking, well, I just want to work with some people. Well, you can work with the people who are in alignment with you.
And I learned that the hard way too. I definitely learned that the hard way, and I hope that blessed you, because it blessed me when it was coached and told to me. So
it was big. And so, Tia, were you being aware? How did you perceive that in such a short time?
Well, you know what? I'll just be transparent, because that's really kind of the foundation of my business, is really looking in the mirror. I think that I did not realize I was as insecure as I was, even though I thought I had it going on. So I didn't think that I was insecure. But then once I empowered women within this group of the network, when I was building the concept, they were empowered to give me real feedback. So the things that I was doing that I thought, hey, I have a great job, I make a really good salary, I've got a good life, I've got friends, and they'd be like, yeah, but they'd give me the feedback, and I could receive that and say, okay, I need to work in this area. Or is that really true? Do I really feel or think that?
Was that hard to hear that?
Hard. It
oh
was
my
hard.
God.
But I do I'd think this, when you come from a space of when you trust who's giving you the feedback,
right?
And I think we don't spend enough time in our lives building trust in our community of friends. Because it can be the frenemy level, there can be the we're really cool and we like the same things, but we're not authentic level. I'm making up the levels, but you guys get my point. Everybody out there is with me, right? I think what we promote and what we teach on the personal side of our business with individual women and professionals is build your support network of people that you trust them and they trust you. You don't have to be best friends necessarily.
Right.
You don't have to have held their hair back in college when they were hanging over the toilet. You know, you don't have to have a you don't have to have a like historical life with it. Don't have to know your dirt.
She caught me off guard. I had my country girl laugh on. She caught me off guard, Jess.
But what I think is you find women that are equally yoked with you in the desire to see themselves.
Yeah.
And I think if you build that community of safety, we teach how to do it, how to build it. We're going to start teaching facilitators how to manage this and take it to a different level. But I do think that's what really helped me see myself. And so I thought I was more ready to do my business 5 years ago than I actually was. But I had women that were empowered to really tell me the truth, that had a skill I didn't have in business or had a skill I didn't have in comfort with asking for the right amount of money. I just built a good support network of women.
Oh, that's a whole show. How to ask for the money.
Ask for the money. But all those things I thought that I was doing well, because I think when you're not aware, it doesn't mean you think you're a bad person. It could be that you're just doing things that aren't serving you, but they're not serving you, so you think you're fine. Or let's go to the women that are dating. You know, that want to have a husband or a personal relationship, or a man that's looking for a relationship. And they keep dating the same common denominator in that. If you can look at what those things may be, but there's someone that can tell you the truth and the spirit of why they're telling you is to help you, because you're going to help them. It's reciprocal.
Yeah.
So I know we've jumped around on this, but no, it's a good conversation.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I find it fascinating too, because I love hearing real good feedback from strong, powerful women. I really do.
I do too.
Who really just have my back. They don't want anything from me. For instance, we were doing the speakers thing the whole day.
We went
to lunch, and the lady just told me off. And
I
just
looked.
Well, it was in a constructive kind of a way,
right.
But she was being really serious, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was very serious.
And I just looked at her the whole time and took it.
Yeah.
And I was just intense.
And you walked away. Thinking
well,
what?
I was just blown away that she was. It was good. Well, it was constructive feedback, but she was nailing it.
I listened to her. So what she was telling me, I was talking about my pep, my personal excellence profile, which is my baby tool that I use in coaching. And she was saying, first of all, I don't know what that is. And she was telling me that the way that I was presenting it was making people feel a certain kind of way.
Oh, interesting.
And I had to change my language, but the way she told me, it wasn't like it was cute.
Right. And we didn't really know her, but...
Right, she just sat at our table.
And you were right beside her?
Yeah, we were there. Oh, well, here's the thing that I think is so powerful, is when you have a level of self-awareness and confidence, and that can grow, I like to call it your emotional muscle. A lot of us don't have the strongest ones, but some of us have stronger ones than others. But when that is strengthened... Sometimes the message is true, the delivery is horrible.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
But what I want
the delivery to be good too.
Yes, but I do think what I saw in Chloe was her ability to. I was really blown away because we were still getting to know each other, Chloe and I. she really was able to object. She was curious. She asked a lot of good questions. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that caused the woman to be able to still keep telling her the information. Mm-hmm. Chloe was making notes. Like, it was a really good exchange, but there was no plan for that. But I think that comes from confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman didn't really have any ill will. She was really just being herself,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't aware of how she was coming across.
Oh, she was coming across as, oh, my God.
Nothing.
But I was taking it because she was helping me. So,
yeah,
so
a great way to look at it.
So my take on that is that when someone's truly being generous with you and helping you, please listen. Even if you don't have, just go home and think about it. And then if they've helped you, go back and tell them. Now, Marissa, this is going to transition into your what you wanted to talk about today and give us some feedback. I'm loving all of this that we're sharing. This isn't this. I am woman. We are
great.
So powerful and empowering.
Great conversation.
So, Marissa, what is blooming? What's blooming?
Oh, goodness. There's so much stuff blooming, but the one thing I wanted to talk about is gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yay.
And
it's a great time of the year to be grateful,
to talk about
too.
Gratitude. Mm-hmm. And you asked me a great question in the beginning, Chloe, and I did want to say that one of the biggest things I want to do is to educate and inform every woman person out there to make healthier lifestyle changes, whether it's grocery shopping or buying sunblock, just safer, wiser choices for themselves and for their family, and to make them feel valuable. So
And these are small things, right?
What's that?
These are small things you're talking about.
Small things, but they make a huge difference in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to think about what do I want to start doing differently, because I've never had a weight problem. I don't have a weight problem now. However, I do see that my waistline is expanding. And
you're delusional.
Okay, Marissa, I was going to say that. But
I just saw you 2 months ago.
She hasn't changed in 25 years.
Well, thank you, Carol.
Well,
I saw her 2 months ago, and she looks phenomenal.
I can't even
say her age because I can't squeal.
Oh, stop it. Everyone here knows my age, but we don't need people around the world to know about it right now until I get ready to tell them. Well, Marissa, I love all the great juices that you're doing and that you're posting on social media. By the way, everyone, please follow us on all social media at I Am Woman Radio. That's on Twitter, on Instagram, and Facebook, I Am Woman Radio, because we want to connect with you. Tweet us, and because we love to be tweeted at.
Yeah,
you're a tweeter.
So, okay.
My baby.
I want to tell you, Marissa, what I'm grateful for before you get into what you're grateful for and sharing. I'm so grateful for this very day, and we have worked so hard to launch I Am Woman Radio. Marissa, you have worked tirelessly, and I am so grateful for you, for your dedication, for your truthfulness. Now, Marissa has gone off on me a couple of times, but not in a bad way. When she's telling me, it's just like that lady at that meeting, I'm going to listen, and when I tell her, and I think that you and I have that
Absolutely,
relationship.
Absolutely, I love it,
And
Chloe.
You know, Carol has always been very, very open, and she'll just tell you right away. She doesn't even care who you are. You don't have to be her friend. She'll tell you, but she'll still have that smile on her face, though. Look at her.
Well, but,
so I'm really.
That's why we get along so good, because you have raised your voice to me, and like we've had some quarreling going on. But because we have the deepest respect for one another, Chloe,
that's it.
And that's what I think where so many relationships are failing is there's not a mutual respect. But because I respect you and I know where you're coming from, and I truly know that you're a genuine soul, I take it all in and I go, okay, let me take it in and listen to what she's saying. And even though we raise our voices,
I think that we do that because we're black and Italian. And, you know, black people raise their voices in Italian. So
I'm talking to you.
And we use our hands too. We have to use our hands. And so anyway, so I'm grateful for that. And I'm really glad that you brought that up, because gratitude is key. I've noticed that when I play music at night and not watch the news or anything, I go to bed with such peace and I wake up with more gratitude.
Mm.
And if I don't, I usually don't turn the TV on, but if my husband comes home and it kind of disrupts my flow, because I really am curious about what they're saying on CNN and
all those places, and I get into it, and then I'm starting to talk to the TV. So
yelling.
Yeah, and I have more gratitude when I'm listening to music. What about you?
Me personally?
Yeah, when do you notice your gratitude bubbling over?
Ooh, every single morning when I get to go by the beach, I pray. And
she
I
lives
give
by the beach
five
in Austin.
Things.
Oh, great.
Yes.
We're coming to visit you, Marissa. We got a business meeting we need to do at your house.
Yes. Yes, and we're going to have it down the beach. We'll have a picnic.
Yes.
But I give it every morning and every night I go to bed with five things that I'm grateful for. In some days, they're profound. In some days, it's a sunset. It's that I'm healthy, that I got to go to work. It could be the simplest things, that my children told me that they love me. Mm-hmm. But one thing I do want to share, and this is huge, okay? And I really... And Chloe really knows this about me. And I mean this ever so humbly. I really treasure and get excited about making people feel so important and valuable. When I flew into Atlanta on November 3rd, I went into the ladies' room. And there was this woman who was working there. And she was on the counter just sitting there texting away. And I could see the huge bucket in front of her with all the cleaning supplies. So I went to the ladies' room and washed up. And I noticed that she looked very depressed and lost. And I said, wow, she's not cleaning. So I went up to her and I gave her $5, which isn't a heck of a lot of money. But I said to her, and I read her name tag. So I don't remember it. I'm sorry, but let's just say that her name is Sally Ann. I said, Sally Ann, I said, I just want to thank you so much. I said, do you know how appreciative I am to get off a flight from Boston and walk into a clean ladies' room? And she just looked at me and lit up like a Christmas tree. And I go, I know it's not much. I said, go and get yourself a cup of coffee. I said, but I just want to know that I value you and I appreciate you for keeping this ladies' room clean. Because after a flight, it's so nice to get off and to be able to wash my hands. You know, and blah, blah, blah. And do you know what she did, ladies?
What's that?
She wow. got off her butt and she started cleaning faster than a bed bug.
That's a great story. I love that story.
Yeah.
That's about a How to Win Friends and to Influence People by Dale Carnegie. You, all of us, if we make people, okay, if we treat them as they are, none of us will ever grow. If we treat them as they could be, then we all start to grow. So I wanted to give her the confidence. Look, I appreciate you. And then I said out loud, I said, imagine if everyone gave you
$5.
Yeah, that would be
at
great.
The airport. Look, oh, my God.
And they probably start looking at you like, who is this woman with all this gratitude?
Yeah.
I love that story, Marissa. I want you to hold tight. Tia has a tip for us. And we could have a little music to underneath Tia's tip.
Okay.
That would be great.
I like that.
Well, so yep. I have a tip from Patrick Lencioni for those of you. I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he's an amazing consultant and does team leadership. And I actually do one of his – I'm certified to deliver one of his consulting things called The Five Behaviors of a Cohesive Team. I do a lot of teamwork too. One of the tips I want to say is, Marissa, I thought about your conversation that we ended on talking about conflict. And I think one of the ways that women and teams in general could be a little bit more comfortable is understanding that conflict's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, conflict has a continuum. The middle, it's a point where it goes over into negativity. But if you can find your path with people that you care about mm-hmm. and business associates mm-hmm. and new ideas and things we're creating ourselves, don't go over that line, but go deal with conflict, argue, disagree, mm-hmm. but know and trust where the person's coming from and don't let it go over to negativity. It's a really good thing. It's called mm-hmm. the continuum of conflict of continuum, the continuum of conflict. But I think we could talk about that in the few weeks ahead because I do think perceived conflict limits people from creating new ideas, from understanding themselves. So that's my tip.
Yeah, it's a great
Conflict's
advice.
Not a bad
I like
thing.
That.
I like that. I'm going to use that. Marissa, what is your tip you're going to leave us with?
Ooh, my tip today is whenever you see someone, to visualize them if they have a sign saying, make me feel important.
Wow, that's good. And I want to leave you with really self-respect.
self-value. We can respect people and the highest esteem, but I want us to look into our own inner essence, to see the glory within yourself, to embrace yourself. And I always talk about this. I want us to, especially women, guys, you can do it too, but women, I want you to, when you get out of your shower and your bath and you put your favorite lotions, I want you to massage yourself and talk to your body and move and dance and love yourself. Be good to yourself. And until next time, Carol, tell us what your tip is very quickly for this coming up week.
Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone, ladies.
Ooh, that's love good. That. That's good. Love We're all that. Stepping out.
Step on.
Yeah, let's rock and roll into next week. You can always catch our podcast on IamWomanRadio.com. Everything that we've talked about, you can go to our website in just a couple of hours and find it there. Until next time, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to I Am Woman Radio. Your journey has just begun. For more details about anything discussed on today's program, visit IamWomanRadio.com. That's IamWomanRadio.com. Be sure to follow I Am Woman Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And join us live every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. for more inspiring and life-changing insight right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio. And remember, you can always catch the replay and podcast of the show at IamWomanRadio.com.